let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When God Acts by Jack Rehm is the story of the circumstances behind the development of a homeless shelter, then a large community food pantry in a rural county in Ohio. It's also about God's participation in the development of both agencies and the effect each of the projects had on solving the social problems in the community. Jack's experience in working toward the successful development of both agencies was a life-changing experience for him. Jack Rehm was born in 1930 in Dover, Ohio, graduated from Dover High School, attended Villanova, Cornell, and The Ohio State University, graduating with a bachelor's degree in metallurgical engineering. Served 2 years in the U.S. Navy as an officer. Upon his discharge, he began working in various metalworking industries as an engineer. 1963, moved into management as an assistant to the plant manager of a Cyclops Corporation fabricating and galvanizing plant. 2 years later, became the plant superintendent, and in 1973, moved to another plant in the same company as plant manager. In 1983, starting his own computer software firm, developing custom computer software for small manufacturing businesses, a business he operated until 2004 when he retired to start a homeless shelter, then a large community food pantry. He's still active in each of the projects at age 90. Jack Rehm, author of When God Acts, joins us on This Week in America. Jack, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What a background you've had. What an impressive business background. I mentioned retired. You're probably working as hard now as you ever did before with all the good works that you're performing there in the community. Let's talk about the inspiration. With all that you've done, the success you've had in your life, starting a homeless shelter, how did that happen?
Well, I don't know exactly how it happened, but I woke up one morning in 2003, in February, at 72 years old, and knew that I had had a visitor overnight. And that visitor said they wanted me to start a homeless shelter. Well, when you hear from God,
exactly,
you can either argue or get to work. And I decided I wasn't in an arguing mood.
and you got to work and never looked back from that point on. Had you any experience in working, volunteering, or anything with a homeless shelter? Where did this whole idea, this concept, where did God decide that you would be able to help here?
Well, I don't know, but probably to get even, because I was always very critical when the church would try to get people involved in social problems. I was always very critical about it. Now I'm paying for it.
Well, yes, now you've had a chance to go in and do it your way. How has that worked out for you? I mean, obviously, very successful, and we'll talk about the progression, the evolution of the homeless shelter and the other project. How did this work in the beginning? Were there frustrations, challenges in the beginning?
Well, there were a lot of challenges, but you see, the homeless shelter that I started has always been God's homeless shelter. So I just did what I was told, and I learned how to listen. And as a result, the shelter just happened. There were a number of incredible incidents that occurred that made it possible. Every time we ran into a roadblock, it disappeared. So I know God had a lot to do with it.
Our guest on the program is Jack Rehm. That's R-E-A-M. The book is When God Acts. You'll find it at Amazon, published by Stratton Press and available at their website, stratton-press.com. And of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How often do you find that if we were better listeners, we'd be better people? Maybe messages are coming to us as they came to you, and because we're not listening, we miss very important messages.
That's true. That is very true. And it took me a while to understand that.
Yes.
Because we like to do things our way.
Yes.
And we do a lot better if we listen. I got to say, I get a lot of credit for the things that I've done around here. And really, I haven't done much of anything except listened and gotten other people to do what needed to be done. And it's worked.
Well, in finding the right people and motivating the right people, and obviously you've got a knack for that, as in, you know, in management and starting your own company, sort of the groundwork was laid for the work that you're doing now. It's one thing to actually answer the call and start the homeless shelter. Now you're writing a book, a very inspirational book that will motivate other people to see if they've been sent messages and they should be acting upon them now. What inspired you to write the book, When God Acts?
Well, I'm not sure, but I would imagine the same thing that inspired me to start the shelter. I just felt that if more people knew how easy it is to do some of these things and how satisfying it is to do some of them, that maybe we could solve more of our problems, because they're all solvable. And I think I proved that. If I could do it, anybody could do it.
Well, you're able now to, as I said, you guided people through, and you're doing it now through the book, When God Acts. What was the biggest problem or problems you encountered in getting support for the homeless shelter? Sometimes you talk to people, they're very eager to participate, and others are reluctant to participate. How difficult was it to get support for the shelter?
Well, I think it's probably the way we approached the beginning. I had a partner that had volunteered to help me get it started. And we decided to just go to the Joliet. There are two towns that are practically, they're twin cities. And they're right where one starts and the other one ends.
Yes.
Only a native would know. But we went to the churches in both communities and said, we are going to have a homeless shelter. And we would like somebody from your organization who is interested in the homelessness to join us in getting it organized. And we got 11 different people from 11 different institutions to volunteer to be on the committee.
Amazing.
And as a result, they were leaders in their church. And so the church congregation kind of fell in line and helped us until we got started. Now, once we got started, they lost interest. It got us going.
That first step is so important to go in the right direction. And I want to talk about sort of the philosophy behind starting the homeless shelter. In the original operating plan, did you address maybe trying to solve some of the problems? I mean, having the shelter is one thing, but finding out why and how you can serve the homeless clients. How did that enter into setting up the homeless shelter?
Well, the committee had really no experience with homelessness, so we really didn't know what we were up against. And so as a result, we came up with a plan to operate the shelter we thought would solve the problem. And it turned out that we didn't know what we were talking about, because the homeless people, the common understanding of what homelessness is really quite a bit different than the actual problem. We thought we could just help people get jobs and give them a place to live for a couple of months, and everything would be okay.
Yes.
Well, the problem was the people that came into the homeless shelter, most of them, the last thing they wanted was a job. And so what we were spending a lot of effort on wasn't really aimed at the problem. And that's because the public image of what causes homelessness is completely wrong. It took us a couple of years to understand that, and then we had to change the way we approach the problem. And as we're starting to get some success now, but we've been at it for a long time.
Well, it's
since
amazing.
2005.
Well, yeah, how this has evolved and realizing, okay, this isn't working. We need to shift and go in this direction. And it's amazing how sometimes what misconceptions can lead us all in the wrong direction until we have the wisdom to realize this isn't working.
That's exactly what happened too. And so you have to pay attention and you have to keep an open mind as to what's causing your problems. And maybe you can find a solution. We've found several.
Well, and it's all in the book, When God Acts by Jack Rehm, R-E-A-M, the book available at Amazon, stratton-press.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the most surprising thing about the development of the food pantry. So all of a sudden, you've got the homeless shelter. Now you've got a food pantry. How did that happen?
Well, that happened because of my church. We found that we had an unknown food deficiency in the community. There were a lot of churches had small food pantries, and the small food pantries gave people enough food to last for 3 or 4 days, and then they couldn't come back until next month. And that's the way all food pantries operated at the time. And it was a problem that they found for themselves, and since my church had one that I was involved with, I got to know what the problem was. And the problem was that the same people were coming to everybody's food pantry, and what limited food we had available was going to a limited number of people. It wasn't solving the problem. And since then, I have found out probably it's keeping the problem from being solved. So I got them all together and suggested there was an easy solution to their problems. How could they keep people from going from one food pantry to another? It was simple. Close them all and open a big one.
You know, that's
then
just
people didn't have a choice. They could go to that food pantry or not get food.
Suddenly you have control, so you're able to help more people and do it more efficiently by the one operation, which if I read correctly, what it at one time and maybe now is like the largest food pantry in the country?
Yes, 2 years ago, the food banks organization recognized that we had the largest food pantry in
Amazing.
The country and recognized us for it. We were on television and recognized. We give away about 3 million pounds of food a year.
Staggering. Wow.
And we do this, it's so simple that it is just, it's irritating that when I think about it. But we get about 60,000 pounds of food a week, and we just give it away. And anybody that comes to the food pantry gets food, and they get enough food to last them for a week. And if they need more food, they can come back anytime we're open. It's been amazing. As slowly but surely, as we dropped all the different rules and regulations and requirements for getting food, not only did the volume go up, the number of people coming went up, but the cost went down.
Amazing.
And mathematically, it doesn't make sense. But that's what happens. And we give food now to pretty close to 5,000 families every year.
That's just, that's amazing. And what is the community support been like with both of these projects? It sounds like in the beginning, people were there to be the successful. They have to be there. What's the community like in terms of their involvement in these projects?
Well, I'll tell you, this county is a very generous group of people. We, for instance, nobody in the food pantry group gets paid anything. It's all volunteer. And we need about 50 volunteers to distribute the food we distribute every time we're open. But we have never had to schedule the volunteers. They just show up. We have never had to ask anybody to start a food money drive to get us money for the food pantry. We just ask them, the people that used to bring in food to their church food pantry, they bought it at the grocery store. We don't want them to do that. Just give us the money they would have spent. And I said, if you give me the money that you would have spent to keep your food pantry open, and all of the food pantries in town do that, I could feed the whole state of Ohio. And that's true. We can do this 3 million pounds of food a year on a budget of $120,000.
That's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. That's that business sense savvy that you have in pulling all of this together, and the willingness to maybe make mistakes, take some wrong roads in the beginning, come back, make an adjustment, and what you have now is a model for the rest of the country that Jack talks about in his book, When God Acts, by Jack Rehm, book at Amazon, Stratton-Press, places like that. A couple of minutes left in the program. What has this meant for you? I talked about this amazingly successful business career that you had, now social service. What is the success in social service? How's that affected your life?
Well, I tell you, I couldn't ask for a better life. How satisfying your life becomes, I have found, isn't determined by how much money you make or how successful you are, but how much of a contribution you can make, and it makes you feel great. So I never have a problem anymore. I haven't been sick since the day I started this whole thing.
That's just amazing.
And I'm getting up there now. I'm 91, and I still work hard at it, and I still never get sick.
Well, you're still going strong. It's sort of your reward for what you did in listening to this original message and all the people that you were helping. What has this done for you in terms of Christianity? This came out of a religious experience, having a message from God. The title of the book is When God Acts. What has this done to help you understand Christianity and the principles of Christianity?
It has done amazing things. My life is so different. I think differently. I make decisions differently. And I depend on God to take care of me, and he does. I think God keeps me around to get his work done.
Well, that's...
And so I'm not worried about anything. I just enjoy being here.
What's it like when you go in and you look around the food pantry, the homeless shelter, and you see people that would be struggling otherwise that now have a lifeline because of what you and so many other peoples have done? I can't imagine anything more rewarding in life than seeing a smile on a face when a family comes in and they're able to get food.
Right, and it is very rewarding, and I have never experienced anything like I have the last 19 years. It doesn't hardly seem possible that I've been at this for that long, but I have, and it's been very rewarding. And I know my family thought I was nuts when I did this in the beginning, but they don't think that way anymore.
I'm sure they look and go, boy, this is just amazing what Jack has been able to do. And I get the impression your mind is still operating. You've got a very efficient operation now. I'm sure you're looking at things you can do to tweak it maybe a little bit and maybe help even more people.
Well, that's right, because we are in the process of getting a – I've got a committee working, and it's expanding to build a new homeless shelter, because the homeless shelter we have isn't big enough. It's in an old, obsolete building. It's expensive to operate, and we're out there going to try to raise about $5 million to build a new one.
Wow.
And I think it's going to work, because I know that it's God's idea, not mine.
Where do we stand? We've got a couple minutes left here in homelessness, in poverty. The question of, are we making any progress? You've been at this, as you mentioned, a number of years, almost two decades. Are we making progress, do you feel?
I don't think so, because I don't think people are going about it the right way. Homelessness is not an economic problem. It's a spiritual problem. And our approach to getting it solved is to educate not only the person who's homeless, but the people in the community about what homelessness really is all about. And so it makes it a complicated problem, and one that is not easily solved, but it's solvable. It is a big education problem.
Well, you've got so much expertise and experience. Some of it learned, I'm sure, the hard way by trial and error in coming up with this ability to help so many people in your communities. The book is When God Acts by Jack Rehm. That's R-E-A-M. Book, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, stratton-press.com. You can find the book there in the bookstore as well. And we'll have information on our website, how to link up with Jack's book. Jack, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. You're an inspiration for all of us. Keep up the good work, and thank you for taking the time to be with us and explain everything you've got going, exciting things in your community. Thank you for being with us.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
It is our pleasure, Jack Rehm, the author of When God Acts. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.